Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having Joel Barker back on the show. Joel's one of the top futurists on the planet, one of the top futurists of our age. He's the author of a number of books, including Five Regions of the Future, including Future Edge. His film is called Innovation at the Verge, which is brand new. I encourage you to check that out. Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Joel, I want to take this segment and talk about Egypt. I've been covering this now off and on this week because I believe what could happen in Egypt could become a cascading. It's already cascaded from Tunisia to Egypt, and whatever happens, we still don't know what's going to happen over there. Whatever happens could become a cascading effect across the region, which could shift paradigms in places like Jordan, like Saudi Arabia, like Yemen, and then ultimately maybe like Israel, and all of that could then cascade to unlike, I mean not the same kind of a paradigm shift, but paradigm shifts nonetheless in other parts of the world. What do you think?
It has all that potential because what it's doing is disrupting the standard paradigm. This is the way we do things around here.
Right.
And the end result is that I always talk about it's the new game. What's the new game? What are the new rules? What are the new boundaries? And when you knock down one set, you create that opportunity to literally redefine the game. I think there's an article that anybody who's really interested in this should read. It's Bloomberg Business Week. Just came out this week, and its focus is on the jobless young in these countries.
Right,
and
including Saudi Arabia's got a bunch of them too.
It's all the way across northern Africa, all the way into Saudi Arabia. The numbers are just gigantic in terms of how much.
And let me tell you something else, Joel. Many of their brothers and cousins the people you were just talking about. Live in Europe.
Yeah. Well, remember, we talked several months ago about population, the developed population, and then seeking the young workers to help.
Right.
And Europe is going to need young workers. There's no question about that. But right now, we're in this funny transition period where it's not quite yet, but it's going to happen. And if you can get those kids to those jobs, if you get those young people to those jobs, then things are going to be fine. But what Bloomberg Business Week points out is how many highly educated young adults are unemployed. So it's the worst combination, mm-hmm. I think, worst in the sense of the dilemma of hope and then the dilemma of pessimism. Mm-hmm. I went to my university. I got my degree. I did all the things I was told to do. And instead of finding a job when I come out,
right.
I find thousands of kids like me, young people like me, in exactly the same situation.
But as our friend Gene Grisman said in the last hour, this could turn into a revolution like they had in France, or it could turn into a revolution like we had in America. What do you think?
Well, if you take a look at the combination of communications, intelligence, because these are well-educated young adults, and this aspirational wish for just mm-hmm. a decent life. They're not talking about becoming, dot-com billionaires. They're just simply saying, I want a job that gets me to work, for 8 hours a day where I can, support a family. So the combinations right now are not good. And the dilemma is because of the world economic situation, it doesn't look like things are going to start percolating fast. There's an aside here too, Jim. That we
so basically, to, you're not optimistic about Egypt right now.
Right now, here's what I think. I'm right in the middle with Egypt because if things turn properly in the next couple of months, they will have a new vision of their future, mm-hmm. and that is a profound enabler. If they don't get that, though, then, yes, I would get very concerned about it really breaking down into
and we have supported dictators like Mubarak in the region for a long time, including Saddam Hussein at one point in time, including the Shah of Iran, including the King of Saudi Arabia. I mean, we've got this kind of can. It's a can of worms over there right now, and folks, it's going just. I'm not making a bigger deal out of this than it really is. This is not like you're watching a movie, folks. This is a real historic event going on right now in Egypt. And somehow, I don't know which way, it's going to affect your small business. You need to be paying attention to it like a futurist, as if Joel were doing it. 2012, more to come with Joel Barker after these messages.
Again, how long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.